Wheat is so good to eat, yes, we have it every day. We sing this song, it will make us strong, and it takes a shout, hooray!
Cereal has come a long way since your parents' generation. Here at the restaurant Cereality, cereal connoisseurs can enjoy flakes, puffs, loops, O's, brands, rings, and even the old-fashioned hot cereals. The store has been in the Student Union of Arizona State University for a year. CEO David Roth hopes Cereality becomes the next big thing in fast food. He says he got the idea to open a cereal bar when he lived in New York and noticed Wall Street execs sneaking handfuls of Cocoa Puffs at their desks.
95% of the American public enjoys cereal. No one's ever figured out a way to make it available to people out of home that's intuitively similar to what you have in your home.
Employees called cereologists scoop heaps of cereal out of plastic drawers and into leak-proof takeout bowls. Customers add milk and go. The menu is vast. You can be traditional and have Cheerios with bananas on top, or as first-timer Eric Hayes is discovering, you can be decadent.
The devil made me do it. Actually, that does look kind of good.
And Devil Made Me Do It has Cocoa Puffs and Lucky Charms with chocolate milk flavor crystals topped with malt balls.
Yeah, that looks pretty good. I don't know.
It'd be a tough choice for you.
Yeah.
The restaurant is designed to look like a kitchen. It's a trendy campus stop, but there is one common complaint.
Yep.
Freshman Chad Bolton says $2.95 for a bowl is too much.
$3.25 is like the cost for a box of cereal.
So do you think it's a little bit pricey?
The idea is great, but it is not cost effective.
$2.89 is your change.
Another person who's skeptical about Cereality's appeal is ASU business professor Albert Canella. He says a chain may do well, depending on the location.
It's hard for me to picture it becoming like Starbucks. I just don't think it has that kind of broad appeal. To be perfectly honest, I think a student union's a good place for it because students are laid back about their habits. They'll eat cereal any time of day.
That's true of freshman Raina Watkins, who's having a bowl at 11 o'clock in the morning.
It's good. I'm so excited now because I have cereal. I am.
Students at the University of Pennsylvania are the next to get a taste of Cereality when a second store opens this fall. At a growth rate of one restaurant a year, the company isn't exactly rivaling the growth of Starbucks, but rather its main competition still comes from the kitchen counter in homes across America. For Day to Day, I'm Renee Gattell in Tempe, Arizona.